Alan West, Joe Biden's release of thousands migrants is an imminent danger to Texas. By Robert Krajcik on February 15, 2021. Joe Biden's stated plan to release over 25,000 migrants seeking refugee status into the U.S. presents an imminent danger to Texas, said Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, retired, chairman of the Texas Republican Party, on SiriusXM's Breitbart News Sunday with host Joel Polak. On Friday, Biden announced his intention to end the Remain in Mexico policy, where foreigners seeking asylum status at the U.S.-Mexico border await adjudication of their claims in Mexico. Biden's plan will release at least 25,000 aliens into the U.S. "I think the reaction should be from the state of Texas to say no," said West in reference to the Biden administration's plan. "We should find these individuals and we make sure that they are deported out of the state of Texas. Or let's take them to California, let's take them to New York, let's take them to Illinois. Let's take them to one of those blue states that firmly believe in open borders and legal immigration. We don't believe that here in Texas." Breitbart News reported the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, plans to release at least 25,000 migrants who have been in Mexico into California and Texas. "Listen," West added, "when you look at Article 1, Section 10, Clause Number 3 of the Constitution, we, as a sovereign state here in Texas, have every right to take a stand against what the federal government is about to do, because it does propose an imminent danger to us here in Texas. And furthermore, when you understand the 10th Amendment, that's not a power that is delegated to the federal government to just release people into a sovereign state like that. Those powers that aren't given to the federal government are reserved to us at the states. Republican-run states should coordinate opposition to decrees, edicts, mandates, or any other type of fiat issued by the Biden administrations pertaining to the left's open borders agenda," West determined. Polak asked, "With migrants being brought into Texas, that means there's going to be more illegal immigration. Democrats want an amnesty bill to go through Congress controlled by Democrats in both houses. Are you concerned that we could see the mass legalization of illegal aliens in Texas and around the country, and that that could, as Democrats say, finally could turn Texas blue?" West replied, "Of course. Democrats cannot do it by electoral process, in which they were greatly defeated here at Texas in November 2020. They did not pick up any electoral gains or positions, even though they spent over $100 million here in Texas to do so. Democrats' plans towards both legal and illegal immigration are aimed at imposing demographic changes for partisan political advantage," West explained. West continued, "They're trying to flood the zone, bring people in here, especially in a redistricting period. And I'm sure, once again, they don't want redistricting. They don't want the census to be based upon people that are citizens. They just want it to be based upon number, by population, so that they can get the things redistricting in their favor." Polak asked about the Biden administration's ostensible removal of extremism from the military. West noted that the Biden White House does not consider either Antifa or Black Lives Matter to be an extremist organization. West responded, "Look at what Democrats are doing with the military. Purging the military, wanting to see private social media posts of our military, and if they have any conservative leanings, right-wing extremist leanings, not anything to do with Antifa or Black Lives Matter. They're trying to do what I think is very dangerous. Create a Soviet Red Army-style commissar political officer position that aligns our military with an ideological agenda. The people in our military take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Not an ideological agenda, not a political party, not a person," concluded West. Breitbart News Sunday broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern.